Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries, great ministry, a nonprofit ministry that relies on generous support from listeners like you, and thanks for listening. As we approach the end of the year, it's our 20th season on the air. Would you consider making a donation? Any amount helps us continue providing this content. Simply go to bebroken.org/donate to make your year-end gift. Thank you for your support and thanks for listening. God bless.
To make your tax-deductible donation to Be Broken Ministries, visit bebroken.org/donate or call 210-822-8201. That's bebroken.org/donate or 210-822-8201. Thank you for your partnership.
Good day, friends. Jonathan Darty here with another edition of the Pure Sex Radio program. You know, we're a listener-supported outreach of Be Broken Ministries, and we exist to help individuals and families move from sexual brokenness to wholeness in Christ and equip others to do the same. In this episode, Dr. Stephen Cervantes and I dive into the theme of temptation, especially regarding male sexuality and the internal conflict that it sparks. Through a role-playing exercise, we illustrate the dialogue between the mind, body, and spirit during moments of temptation. We highlight the struggle between seeking pleasure and maintaining spiritual discipline. Stephen emphasizes the importance of standing firm and seeking peace, while I underscore the role of the Holy Spirit and community support in overcoming temptation. This episode offers valuable insights and practical tools for managing desires and fostering a healthier relationship with yourself. For daily insights from Stephen, visit drmarriage.org. For additional resources, visit bebroken.org, or we'd ask you to check out all the links that we're going to put in today's show notes. And of course, friends, would you please rate and review the podcast after listening? Because this actually does help others to find this content. All right, let's get into today's inner conflict conversation.
All right, Dr. Stephen Cervantes, how's it going today?
I am glad to be here. I'm excited. We're going to try something new, class.
Yeah, I'm nervous, and you all should be too, because Stephen, right before we go on, he says, we should role play on this one. I thought, oh, well, what role am I playing then? So let's dive in.
Put him under pressure. He responds pretty well, because I'll hit him with some stuff, and he'll have to, you know, take a second or two, but boom, out comes something good. So we're all under sexual attack. We live in an over-sexual culture, and temptation is everywhere. Go for a walk with other people, go to the grocery store and somebody came from the gym and they're wearing their tight this and that. And we go to the beach, turn on your television, go to a movie, everywhere. Sex is everywhere. Sexuality is everywhere. Temptation is everywhere. So I thought, what if we could peek inside a man and hear the dialogue? Because we're spiritual beings that live in a physical body. We're emotional beings. We like pleasure and comfort. And so I said, Jonathan, we're going to play these parts. You have to say what part. Are you the mind talking? Are you the body wanting? Are you the spirit practicing discipline? What are you? So you have to say your part first. And then you say what that part would say. Mm-hmm. And so we're setting this up as temptation, right? You just walk into a situation. Maybe you went, well, here's a real one. I went to the beach with family member, and everybody was dressed pretty appropriately, and one girl was just hanging out. Mm-hmm. There it is, right? And so I don't know if I'm going to make this personal, but you understand that's the context. I didn't ask for it. I didn't invite it. Temptation is thrust upon me, mm-hmm. right? So then we're going to go down the list. And so my first part is the mind. The mind is, oh, some sexuality is being served up. That's interesting. Well, let's have a look. That's what the mind says.
Yeah, and I think it's important to recognize it starts there. It always starts in the mind, right? And so, but then because we're integrated beings, the body then responds by arousal. Like, oh, the body is saying, wow, this something feels good here. There's something getting stirred. And so the body starts to kind of wake up. There's an awakening that's happening in the body.
And pleasure, right? And thrill. What is this? The spirit now says, resist. You know, flee. Submit. What are you doing? Pray. No. That's what the spirit says.
And then it comes back to the mind. And it's almost like this is why we're calling it intersexual conflict, because there's a little battle going on here, right? These parts of the self are kind of, there's a conflict there, because the mind comes back and says, but wait a second, this temptation, these potential thoughts, there's a feel good element to this. Yes. Like this, but this feels good. The mind is saying, I want to keep going in this direction because there's pleasure down that road. And that looks pretty exciting.
So the mind has that thought, and the body chimes in, I like pleasure. Pleasure is good. Arousal is good. Feel good is good. Why can't we just stay in this feel-good state, the body says.
And the spirit now rushes in and says, but let me remind you, you're called by your Creator to take every thought captive. Don't be taken captive by your thoughts, but take every thought captive. It's meant to be brought under submission. Remember, the pleasure parts are not supposed to be in the front leading. It's the spirit part. The spirit needs to be leading. And so the spirit rushes in with that challenge again.
Then the mind and the spirit have this dialogue. I want this thought. I want to stay here. Why can't I see and use my senses? Why can't I stay here in this thought of temptation? And the spirit says, no, you don't want this thought. Come on. You don't want this thought. This is not good. Don't entertain. But the mind says, but it's different. It's new. It's exciting.
And then the body and the sexuality part of us says, but a little bit won't hurt. Right? I mean, a little bit. Let me have a little taste of sugar, just a little bit of that, just a little bit of pleasure. I'm not trying to do the whole thing, but just a little bit would be all right, right?
That's good. I mean, that's good role play.
Right.
So then the spirit says, you know what a free life is, don't you? To be free. To be free is to be disciplined. To not take the bait, to not take the idol, right? We know this. We know this challenge. Okay, don't be stupid. This is the spirit talking. Come on, wake up. What are you doing? Get the body in line and the mind in line. Come on.
And then again, the mind and the spirit are kind of having this dialogue and saying, you know, remember, you'll decide the future direction of your life in the next few seconds. Now, that may seem ominous, right? That may seem huge, but really, that's really what temptation is. Temptation is saying, which route are you going to go? Mm-hmm. And so the mind and the spirit are having this battle, and the question that is posed is, will you get better or worse in the next few seconds? Will you go down a good path or will you go down a bad path in the next few seconds?
I love this dialogue because it really goes like this.
Oh,
right?
It does.
There's
and by the way, it happens in milliseconds, right? I mean, in just a few seconds, this is kind of the battle that's going on in the mind and
between
the body.
Between the body and the mind and the spirit and do the right thing, but I don't want to, my will, and be defiant. So next, the sexual part and the wounded boy part, it wasn't loved very well, and the sexual part that likes pleasure, and the wounded boy that wants comfort, hey, they start this dialogue. We need pleasure. Life is hard. We want and pick pleasure. Why do we have to deny ourselves? Can't we just have a little? Come on, why are you being mean? Why are you trying to control me? Why can't I have some pleasure?
And by this point, as we noted earlier, the body, the arousal is starting, and the body is saying, and I am the mechanism that can deliver pleasure to you. I've got the parts. I can deliver pleasure. And so the body is starting to get engaged and saying, I can take you in that direction. I can give you what you want.
Now think about that. The body, the pleasure part, the sexual part that's very specific to sexuality. The body's the whole system. And the wounded boy. Think about those three getting together. Right now, we're almost getting ganged up on here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this is sometimes why the breakdown occurs, is because the sexual part says, now we can do it now. The body says, I've been stressed, I'm tired, I'm lonely. And the wounded boy's been, I'm trying so hard to find love. Come on, this is it. So then the spirit chimes in. You want to be a slave again?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember? We've been set free from this. You want to go back into bondage? You want to go back to slavery again? You want to go back to idol worship? You want to be divided? You want more shame and guilt? Is that what you want?
And then the mind and the spirit come together, and it's almost like there's this crescendo. Really? 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 It's like, you know, wake up.
Wake up.
And it's like the mind and the spirit are saying, you know where this leads. You know how this ends.
Mm.
Listen, and as a little sidebar here, out of character for just a second, we have all gone down the trail of temptation enough.
Yeah.
We got enough history to know where it always ends. And so I love the rationality of the mind and the spirit here coming together, just kind of almost kind of shouting at ourselves, saying, really? Again?
Yeah,
we know where this goes, right?
I love that word. Really? You're going to do it again? Really? You're going to be stupid? Really? You're going to lie? Really? You're going to con yourself? Really?
Now, the key to this is, and I know that some of you might be thinking, boy, this sounds a little shaming. No. This is the spirit. This is the spirit of God intertwined with our spirit.
Mm.
This is a word from our heavenly Father, a good Father that is looking at his son, looking at his daughter and saying, really? Come on. Really? You know where this goes. I don't want to see that in you. And you know you don't want to see that in you as well.
So the sexual part who says, I've been around, I've taken care of you plenty, decides to throw a fit.
Mm-hmm.
And he sends up and says, look, mind and spirit, sit down. I lead you. I'm the sexual part. You don't lead me. You guys don't take me. I take you. I've taken you over and over. You follow me. I'm the sexual part. I will not be denied. We will have our pleasure today.
And then on top of that, you've got a wounded boy, right? The wounded boy part basically also kind of piles on and says, I can't take the pain of loneliness and not belonging. I need comfort, but you know what? I'll settle for just a little pleasure.
Mm.
So the wounded boy is basically crying out and being like, I know that what I probably need in my true self is true comfort. But I'm in this moment right now with this temptation glaring at me, I'll settle for just a little bit of pleasure. I just want a little bit of escape. I want just a little bit of feel good time.
So sexual part and wounded boy get together, right? And they're saying, we're going to run this operation. Spirit then stands up and says, Abba, Jesus, and I, the Holy Spirit, stand along side you, the adult. We fight with you and we fight for you. So armor up. We can win this fight. Our weapons are love, comfort, and acceptance. We don't have to. We don't have to get worse. We don't have to be seduced by the moment. We're calling you up to be disciplined, to practice love, to seek healthy comfort and not cheap imitation fantasy acceptance, but real acceptance.
And again, the spirit appeals to the mind and brings the mind back into reality and says, you know this story. You know the story of temptation. It ends in failure. It ends in shame. It ends in hiding. It ends in more division. It brings discomfort, disorder. It brings chaos, not peace, rest, and joy. And so the spirit is continuing to appeal to the mind, because remember where we saw, where we said the temptation starts? In the mind. It starts there. And so you kind of see a full circle that's happening here that's saying, okay, there's been all this bouncing around, all this struggle, all this. And the spirit comes back and is readdressing the mind and saying, you know this story. You know how this ends if you go that way.
Well, the sexual part won't be quiet. So that part stands up again. It says, let me tell you, mind and body and spirit, I want to do in this moment what I've always done. I want what I want, and you can't stop me. You've given in, you fail, you've broken down. I deliver a little bit of pleasure, and that's all you really need. And so knock off this little charade you're playing here. I'm going to win. I always win. And I want to do what I've always done. So let's be sexual.
And again, the wounded boy piles on. And in some ways, the wounded boy piles on in defiance against the spirit and says, yeah, acting out is where I will get some fantasy comfort. You, spirit, you don't know how to comfort me. And I just want to pause here for a second, because, you know, we're doing this kind of role-playing thing, sort of breaking down what happens in a person when this temptation comes. I think it's important that we acknowledge with honesty how much our wounded self and our broken self in our sin really does fight against the spirit. I mean, we're told in Galatians chapter 5 that there is a war that's going on within us between the self, our sinful nature, our broken self, and the Spirit of God. And they want contrary things. And so here we're seeing it, man, this temptation. You can see the intensity of the conflict ramping up too, right? It's like, oh my goodness, there's so much truth and logic in what the Spirit is trying to bring to my mind, but there's also so much pain and so much history and so much, you know, strength of desire for pleasure with the body and the wounded self. And so this is kind of the crescendo of the battle.
So the last comment we have down here is the spirit stands up and says, fight, hold, grow, discipline, don't go back. Don't retreat. Hold your ground. Put on the armor and stand. Do you want the peace that surpasses understanding? You want to rest? Would you like more joy? It's in this fight, right here, right now, in this moment. Fight for peace, rest, and joy. Fight for greater love and comfort. Less shame, less criticism, less feeling dirty. It is a battle. We're not denying that. But you do not fight alone. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit stand right with you. The angels in heaven stand around. It's a fight. But the Father says, it's in your hand. You will pick this day who you will become for the next 1,000 days. Will you fight for good? Will you hold your peace and rest? Will you know right and stand, even if it's stormy, difficult, a dark valley? Will you stand? Or is this the day you crumble? You give in, you go back. I'm going to love you either way, but I'm going to give you a chance. Figure out what you want your life to look like right now in this one temptation.
I love that last line that you never fight alone.
Mm.
You know, if you think about what temptation does, it's always trying to pull us away, right? I mean, think about the very first temptation. Did God really say, you know, in fact, you'll be like God. You'll be able to know these things that he's been holding back from you. There's a sense in which temptation is always trying to pull us away from that idea that we have an intimate connection with our Creator, that we actually, it's trying to get us to convince that we really are on our own. We got to make all of our own choice. There's nobody to help us.
Nobody cares.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
And so the idea that I love the fact that we kind of role played this to say, yeah, you know what? You've got this mind, you have a body, but in Christ, you have the Spirit of God. And so I want to encourage those who are listening that if you can identify with this inner conflict that we've been sharing, I'm going to ask you to do something that might seem a little odd. Rejoice. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm saying that is because you would not have this inner conflict if you did not have the Spirit of God within you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're having this conflict, if you can identify with some of what we've been talking about here, rejoice. The Spirit of the living God is in you to help you, to remind you of the truth, to love you, to call you to not only just call you to account, but to call you up, to call you to the life that you were made to have. And that's so important because in the moment of temptation, I mean, we've been spending, you know, 20 minutes here so far unpacking something that can happen in less than 10 seconds, you know, in terms of just that conflict. And it's important to look at that though, because what we hope this will do is the next time you're tempted, maybe this conversation will come to mind. You go, oh, I know what's happening here.
Oh, that's
there's
good.
A mind-body-spirit conflict going on here.
Yes.
And I think the faster we can get to this end part where it says, hey, do you hold and grow your peace, your rest, your joy. Fight with things like love and comfort. Know that you're not alone. Yeah. The sooner we can get there, the sooner we can say, I don't need to know that about the temptation. I don't need to go down that path. And I can walk in peace and rest and not have to have all of that turmoil.
Battle within. Hey, would you read the closing prayer?
Yeah, so this closing prayer is just, my adult self and the Holy Spirit speak. Sexual part, stand down. You're not needed in this moment. Wounded boy, please step to the front. My adult self wants to hold and comfort you, my wounded boy. Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit want to join us in a big hug, comfort, and love fest. Amen.
A big comfort and love fest and healing and unity and the deeper work, right? The wounded self is crying out for pleasure, right? And can we do the real work instead of the pseudo work?
Yeah.
So my takeaways from this are really, really, really? If you know, Viktor Frankl said, you know, in 2 or 3 seconds, you can change the direction of your life. And so why I like this word is it takes 2 or 3 seconds. Really? You're going to do it again? Really? You want to get worse? Really? Really? You know where this goes? Really? You know, if you could say really 3 times, it could buy you just enough space, then maybe you could go to the next better decision. I love what you said about rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a battle. And good news, you are in the battle, right? You're chosen and redeemed, but the battle's not over. The victory's won, but the battle's not over. So find the Spirit in the moment. And sometimes I used to say, Spirit to the front, Spirit to the front. Spirit, get out here. Get ahead of this battle. Spirit, Spirit to the front. And pull the wounded self that really has needs. I need pleasure. I need comfort. I need. And let the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, wrap themselves around you, right? And adult self, get in there and just be this giant, big bear hug, if you will.
Yeah, and I would also just add to this, again, the idea of temptation. Temptation is always It's always trying to isolate us. It's trying to pull us away from relationship, and not just our spiritual relationship. It's trying to pull us away from each other. Yes. And so I would also say, when you're facing these temptations or you're feeling overwhelmed by temptation, connect with some brothers.
Yes.
I mean, one of the most powerful things in recovery is a phone call. It's just picking up the phone and just saying, I need to talk to a brother. It could be a 60-second conversation. Just saying, hey, I had to break out of this moment. I'm just feeling overwhelmed. And have a brother pray with you, or just a brother encourage you. That's powerful.
Yes. Hey, and I heard this line. It's not mine. Somebody said it, but I love to pass stuff along. He says, do you have 8 minutes for a phone call? Now, who would say no to an 8-minute phone call? But it says, I'm going to respect your time. I'm not going to say 1 minute. I got to tell you some things.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great line?
I love it.
And when you say it, it clues your brother, I need you for 8 minutes. If you could stop your life for 8 minutes, it could change my life.
That's powerful. That's really good.
Isn't that a great line? Hey, do you have 8 minutes for a phone call?
Mm-hmm. That is really good.
So,
well, we want to help you take your next best step to wholeness in Christ. So wherever you are on the journey, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you with that.
Yes.
And we look forward to seeing you back here again next time on the Pure Sex Radio program.
God bless.
Take care.
You're the best.
Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us online at puresexradio.com.